You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. California has some of the strictest gun regulations in the country and a booming gun industry. Some 1 million firearms were purchased in the state in 2016. That's about one gun for every 30 residents. This past weekend, what's billed as the largest gun show in the West Coast made a stop at the Cow Palace in Daly City. A small group of students protested outside the gun show, hoping to engage the gun enthusiasts in conversation.
Yeah, no, well, so it's not fair.
We can't.
David Gales, a student at Lick Wilmerding High School, organized the protest to call for more regulation on gun sales.
We want to have a personal impact on the gun show attendees and make them realize that dialogue is the way that we're going to get this movement started and that there's more in common for all of us.
But most of the gun buyers marched right on by. Inside, they browsed through tables of holsters, samurai swords, recycled ammunition, beef jerky, t-shirts, swag, and guns. KLW's Holly J. McDee talked to attendees inside.
My name is Mark Fuller. The first time I did this gig selling ammunition was 2 weeks after Sandy Hook here at the Cow Palace. There was a frenzy of fear because everybody in the gun world thought that Obama, the Antichrist born in Kenya, quote unquote, was going to come and take your guns. So ammo prices spiked. Everybody sold everything, and I'm not kidding. Infamous 223 ammo, which is the AR-15 bullet of choice. I wonder if there was social chaos, if I would want a gun, if there was a 9.0 earthquake, you know what I mean? And would I regret not having a gun because somebody was going to come and take my beans and rice? Maybe. I don't necessarily agree with it, but it's understandable why people are paranoid about it. It is incorrect to think that everybody on this scene is a mouth-breathing, tiki torch-carrying maniac. There's a lot of liberals that buy guns. There's a lot of really smart, empathetic, conservative people. I mean, in that sense, I'm kind of with the gun people, even though I'm not a gun guy myself. It's like, I don't think you're going to solve the problem just by taking all the guns away.
I'm probably still single because I live in a city where even a lot of men don't really support gun rights. And, like, I'm at the gun show to buy more ammo. And it's just nice to talk to good people that are from, like, real America. When Obama was president and they were talking about, you know, bringing in more kind of national laws and there was a big debate going on, it kind of prompted me, to be honest, to reevaluate my stance on the Second Amendment. And the thought that came to my mind was, I support the Second Amendment, but, you know, the left is saying that guns are really dangerous. And I don't really know if they're dangerous or not, because I've never actually shot one. So I basically asked my friend if he would teach me how to shoot a gun. And I'm going to be honest, I loved it. I do have a handgun now. Men are actually a lot stronger than us, and it doesn't matter how many yoga classes I do and, you know what I mean, and like how fit I get. At the end of the day, you know, we live in a great society where men allow us to, you know, walk around without an escort like in the old days, right? But there are still some bad characters out there.
My name is Al McDonald. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm a retired police sergeant. I'm also a parent of a murdered child, and I am for firearms. I own probably 48 handguns, 200 rifles, and 17 shotguns, and 4 gun safes. I felt very bad for the poor people outside that are protesting this thing out here. Like I say, I'm a parent of a murdered child, killed by a knife, not a firearm. My son's murder was killed. He was murdered by his roommate, stabbed him 17 times with a knife. He got 19 years in Walpole State Prison. He did 12, and now he's out. Last time I checked, my son was not out. And had he had a firearm, he'd probably still be alive today. Unfortunately, he was in a state where firearms are prohibited. Massachusetts. Regulations only regulate the honest, law-abiding citizen. The criminal, by virtue of the fact that he's a criminal, is not going to abide by the law anyway, so he'll get all the guns he wants on the black market. They always do.
My name is Valeria, and I am 15, and I'm here with my boyfriend, Jack.
and we just really like guns, the rifle, especially the sniper rifles, and like the small handle guns, about like 10 centimeters long, so something small and something like really comfortable to carry, that would be really good. In my high school, we talk a lot about the recent like school shootings, and that's a big deal. And so I feel like now people are starting to be more aware and more against it. But if it's just a sport or a hobby, if you're not trying to harm anybody, then I don't see a problem. The atmosphere of everybody just like being filled with love towards these weapons, and just, it's just amazing.
My name is Jim Aldea Cruz. We need to protect ourselves. Because you call the police and they get there like 10 minutes after the event has taken place. At least in your house, you can feel secure. Once you get to your own little castle, you can be sure that at least you have some protection. That's one thing great about this country is you can have guns. You have that right. And it's a very precious right. I'm looking to purchase either a shotgun or a rifle, handling some of the guns, and I wanted to get something that my wife is also comfortable with. Because I think in most cases, if a guy or someone's coming in with a weapon, if they see a weapon point at them, most of the time I think they would turn around and go the other way.
If you got us out on a weekend, instead of sitting at home on our couch, you know, watching TV, we're out doing something and having some good father-son time.
I was like, hey, I want to go here because I'm turning 13 very soon. I've seen a wide variety of guns here, ARs, I saw an AK. Tommy Gun, Desert Eagle, M1911s, Glocks.
Well, I can understand the regulation requirements for certain aspects. You know, I understand having the background check and mental health check. I can understand that. Being 21 to purchase a weapon, it makes sense to me.
I'm going to buy one as soon as I legally can. I'd have one for home defense, maybe target shooting. I'd buy a 22, so like when I have kids, I'd teach them how to shoot.
With the way that everything is going, who knows how long gun shows are going to be around. My son may not be able to see when he's an adult.
I get bullied quite often at school for actually supporting guns. It's gotten a lot at times. Like, it's just a lot of pressure to change sides. And, you know, all I'm supporting is the Second Amendment. Like, they're supporting the people who are trying to take it away from us. I don't get it.
The same, almost the same one.